Inner Traditions Audio presents The Kabbalah of Light, Ancient Practices to Ignite the Imagination and Illuminate the Soul, by Catherine Schoenberg, read by Jane Entwistle. Preface. Without leaps of imagination or dreaming, we lose the excitement of possibilities. Dreaming, after all, is a form of planning. Gloria Steinem. I have always been fascinated by the subconscious. At first, I didn't know what the word meant, but I knew I was more interested in following what my imaginary friends were doing than what was happening around the dinner table. In fact, I saw no difference between the angels and fairies that populated my world and my little friends I played with in Hyde Park. It was my mother who persistently reminded me to pay attention to the real world and not to dream my life away. I developed many strategies to remain aware of what was happening around me, so I was able to accomplish the many tasks that were required of me at home and at school. But at the same time, I couldn't ignore the goings-on in my other world. It took me years to understand that most people simply lived in the real world and paid scant attention to the other world. To me, this was a terrible loss. The flow of my imagination was varied and quick and endlessly entertaining. It also educated me. A large dry leaf could be restored to the soft green of early spring, the leaf still attached to its branch, and the branch to a centuries-old tree whose wisdom I could hear booming in my inner ear. Colors glistened and voices sang. Souls required me to accompany them to their heavenly rest. And homeless ladies, there was one who lived in a vacant lot opposite our house, and I waved to her every evening, needed a cocooning of light to stay warm at night. I lived a life of richness and beauty I couldn't get enough of. I devoured fairy tales and mythological stories. Voices spoke words in my ears that I generously transmitted to my playmates. This led to my being accused of lying and then punished. I soon learned not to communicate what I heard and saw. I became secretive and mute about my inner world, but its lure was too powerful. When it came time to go to college, I opted out of practical solutions. My mother urged me to go to L'École Polytechnique, a prestigious engineering school where I would
sample complete. Ready to continue?